This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Discount Watch Store. Buy discount authentic brand name watches at cheap prices. Save 5% off plus free shipping with code MMA Nuts at discountwatchstore.com. Glasses USA. Glasses you love, prices you can afford. Save 55% off your first purchase plus free shipping code ALMIGHTY at glassesusa.com. Magix, the market leader in multimedia software. Save $15 on video and image editing, music making, and web designing software with code MMA Nuts MGX at magix.com.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 319.
319.
My name is Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
We're brought to you by Gears of War 4.
The best looking video game on the Xbox ever.
Now 20% off in the Xbox store.
Thanks, Goldberg. Every fucking round.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I don't know. They got a lot of marketing money, apparently. Or maybe the UFC invested in that game. I don't know.
Or did Mike Goldberg just short circuit and decide, fuck it, every round I'm doing it. It's my last time out. I'm gonna fucking do a bunch of quaalude. He seemed a little more quaalude up than normal.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Something was off.
Getting to adjust those meds a little bit. Maybe you want to run around naked or
drugs.
Something.
Drugs. Know your doses.
Yeah.
Drugs bad.
Drugs good, Matt.
I don't know. Maybe.
Could be. Anyways. So you want to talk about this card first?
Yeah, three people missed weight. Seemed to be the popular thing here.
Is there a scale error?
Oh, well, it is Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Those Canadian pounds must be all the Americans.
Yes,
the, not the GSPs. Where you can overweigh, according to Nick Diaz.
Calvin Gastelum, right?
He made weight.
Oh, he did. Sorry. Anthony Pettis.
Which is shocking, right? At the 185-pound limit.
I was guessing.
Gastelum, Valerie, was it Letourneau, and another fighter. So three fighters in total. Which is a little weird because we don't typically see three people in this weight, especially for an interim title fight. I didn't really want the belt anyway, Ingo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. You want to start with the main event first? We'll talk Max Holloway versus Anthony Pettis.
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and say Pettis lost his fight before he ever set foot in the cage.
Did he come in with an injury?
I don't know. Did he say?
Well, after the fight, I broke my hand the first punch I threw. Guess what? You have elbows, son. Figure that shit out.
He was trying. Right away, he's got the ice pack, and he seemed a little off. Like, something was weird about him. Maybe, like, he's got some personal shit going on. And people were burn his house down almost, you know, burn up cars.
Twice, yeah.
I wonder if he's, like, on something. I don't know. Like, he's got, dude, he just didn't look like himself and not making the weight and just in the fight. I don't think he ever showed up. And I don't ever want to say anything bad about a fighter because obviously they got balls of steel going in there. But it looked to me like he was just like, I quit. It was like, I'm done. Like, just call it, you know, and I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it could have been the injury. Like, right, he breaks his hand and then physically and mentally he's just checked out and sees that it's not going well for him. But it's just weird with Pettis. So you have a guy who was the WEC champion, at one time was the 155-pound UFC champion, gets to the Wheaties box, and ever since he hit that Wheaties box, it's been like the Madden curse for this guy. He can't get a win. He can't get to the right weight class. He can't make the weight. Now he says he's going to go back up to 155, but do you think he's even going to have any success there? I mean,
you know what I saw from looking at the body language of his corner?
Yeah.
I saw Duke Rufus frustrated with him during and after the fight. And I think there's something going on there where it's perhaps time for him to move on. I don't know if they've tried everything and now they're just wishing around. Like, it didn't seem like they were all on the same page. And I don't know, Duke probably didn't like the way he was handling himself after the fight and all that. And I think he could still be a contender. I don't know about 155, maybe, but he just needs to shift camps, like completely. Cut ties with Duke's the man, but it's not working. So try something else. I don't know.
Maybe he just needs to move. If he's not safe in, you know,
Milwaukee?
Yeah. You got to go somewhere else. Maybe he should go to Albuquerque. I hear that's much safer.
Yeah, well.
Not really, but that change of scenery might be a good thing for a guy.
Yeah.
Safer environment, new training partners, something. Something's got to change because I forgot. He's lost four of his last five fights now.
Yeah, I wonder if his mental game is not very strong either. You know, maybe that's part of the problem. He's got psychology issues, you know, where he's just not sports-wise. Like, he's got some issue now because he's lost and he just doesn't feel as powerful. And he's like a shell of himself. The other theory I have is that it's USADA.
Well, I mean, you can't discredit that because, you know, you've seen a lot of guys that were super successful and then all of a sudden all this enhanced testing came in and just like a shell of their former self. It could be all that added in.
The cocktail of everything?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then, and not to take anything away from Max Holloway, but look at this guy come in. Looks like a goddamn playboy showing up. He's got like some Back to the Future jacket on. And at the night...
The tie.
Yes, the gold tie.
Yeah.
Like, almost think he shredded a belt just to make this fucking awesome tie.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he was on point the whole week with all the embedded shows and really getting to see, like, ah, man, he's a really good guy. And talking about, hey, all you Pettis fans, you should switch the channel from Showtime to Cinemax. Get on Team Blessed MMA. Like, goddamn right, man. Like, he's very personable and... You know, he did great in the fight.
And
he's the first person to finish him. And, you know, the cage almost beat him when he goes to jump onto the cage. He goes flying out into the crowd. And then the Ontario Commission's like, fuck you, back in the cage you go. Nobody comes out of the cage. I don't know what the hell that was all about. But they were very adamant about keeping him in there.
Calls out Aldo.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jose Waldo. I love it.
Yes. And that's funny, too, because, you know, I'll save that for later. Never mind.
Whoa.
I was going to do something.
A little cock tease there, Matt.
I'll save it hanging. For later.
All right. So
where's Waldo?
Stay tuned. It's like the news when they tell you about the big story that's going to happen, and then they wait like six commercials.
I almost jumped the gun on it.
Finally, they tell you the story.
Fuck it. I'll
save it. Fine.
So, so now they're going to unify the title, I guess, right? Jose Aldo, Max Holloway.
That's the fight
to me. UFC Hawaii. Right? Yeah. Are they going to do it finally?
Supposedly.
I don't know. Max wants it. I don't know why the UFC is so... They're not... I don't know if they're adamant about not fighting there, but why haven't they had a card in Hawaii for him?
Not enough people, Matt. It's the middle of nowhere.
But it would be so beautiful.
Right? Outside? They should do it on,
they
on a volcano.
They should do it outside.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
On the big island.
Hells yeah.
You do it in that... Have you ever been to Hawaii? Like the volcano park?
You're
just walking through like all those dangerous rocks. And they tell you not to take any. I wanted to, but I thought it was like bad voodoo. I thought that happened on the Brady Bunch or something. And they take lava rocks. I don't know. I thought it was bad karma, so I just put the rock back down, even though I wanted to take it. So anyway, moving right along.
Yes, you know what else I want to talk about?
Yep.
The most exciting fight on the card. Cub Swanson, Doohoo Choi. Would you say this might potentially be fight of the year so far?
It has to be. That's what, we talk about, you know, you always want to see a finish, but sometimes the decision's okay. Like when we had that Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor 2 fight, it was a great fight, went through decision. This is another one. I think this one was even better because Choi's defense was basically, I'll catch everything you throw with my face. I'm kind of like Pac-Man eating the pellets. I don't know a fuck.
Yep.
And he could not be stopped. And then he'd get flashes of coming back and it's going back and forth and I don't know who the hell is going to win, and I love it. I love it.
Well, the judges' scorecards, I disagree with the 30-27 twice and the 29-28. I'd say it's a 29-28 definitely across the board.
Yeah.
But talk about Swanson coming out of nowhere and gets called out by this guy, has a little chip on his shoulder, comes in and just puts this dude on blast. And, man, the volume of punches and kicks and everything else, and Choi just eats things, gets knocked down. I mean, it's a flurry of, like, chaos. You know, I don't even know, as a fan, if it gets any better than that ever. The only thing that would make it better is if they were heavyweights doing this. But
Or five rounds of that. You know, like, I felt cheated to get out on three. I'm like, come on, give me two more of this. I could watch this all night.
This is not good for a Choi's health, though.
You need
some defense, man. You can not your face. Okay?
Well, he's got to do, coming up shortly, he has 2 years of mandatory military service coming up, so
I forgot
he's gonna be checked out for a little while.
The Koreans, they like their mandatory military service.
Like the Korean zombie.
I think he just got done with his
yeah.
So interesting. Oh, those two should fight. That would be. Oh
my God. I'm indestructible. I'm indestructible too. 5 rounds. Okay. But maybe they need to have an addition there. Like, if the fight was going really good, then fuck it, Adam, give him another round. Fuck it, man. These guys are doing awesome. Just let them bang it out for another round.
Yeah. Forget about the score.
You
just want to see
it's
more.
A good fight. Just keep it going.
Yeah. Until somebody gets finished.
Yeah. They should be able to vote on that. Like, the fighters, if they both agree, you want to do another round? Let's do another round. All right. We're doing another round. I don't know how many additional years of your life you're taking off, but for the fans' sake, good Lord.
For choice case?
Yes.
I mean, it's exciting, but this is not a way to live your career.
Yeah, so. The chin's not going to hold up forever, but no. Fuck, man. If it can hold up for a little bit, let him do it. And if he's going to get a 2-year takeoff, might not be a bad thing.
Yeah. The one thing I remember from the fight last night, I think I might have even said this out loud, is I was impressed by Choi's technical ability. Even while he was rocked, he was still technical. It was weird. Like, he didn't get super sloppy ever. I know there was no defense, but his striking was very, like, technical, and his footwork was still fairly good for the most part. So, well-trained. Like, you know, they must beat him. It's like,
no! Poking with a stick every day.
That's right.
Keep him in a cage, comes out for 10 minutes.
That's right. So, we'll see what happens. Cub Swanson, you know, older. Maybe he'll get a chance to do some damage.
Mm-hmm.
Head towards the belt again. I don't know.
That's right. Move right along. Please. Cowboy Cerrone and Matt Brown. This is a weird fight because Matt Brown, you know, you look at the weigh-ins and Matt's in his own world. Donald's trying to be all friendly, tries to shake hands. Matt Brown having none of it. Got bad blood. Cowboy's like, apparently we have bad blood. He's not aware of this.
Yeah.
And then I'll post the picture. I don't know if we talked about it last week or not with Cowboy Cerrone's monster boots. The rattlesnake skinned boots that they sponsored him.
You told me last night about that.
And, you know, they have the monster logo and a naked chick on the back. Pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're having a fight and it's kind of a little back and forth. You know, Matt's getting some shots in. Cowboy's getting his shots in. And then after the second round, before the third round, because they didn't touch gloves either. Cowboy put it out. Matt Brown's like, no, we're not touching gloves. He finally got Matt to break in the third round, like to give him the touch and everything. Oh, we made friends. And then that's when Cowboy hits him with that head kick again. And that left head kick was landing all night for him.
Yep.
That last one just shut him off, and Matt goes into his Jesus Christ pose. And
there you go.
Like, oh, no, man.
Props to Cerrone for not getting on top after him after that, too. He recognized Matt was done.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do anything after that.
And it was interesting. Greg Jackson was talking after a fight, and he was talking about Cowboy Cerrone. He said he takes a while to process fights, so that's why he always starts slow. Like, he's thinking. He's very smart. Like, he has a high fight IQ, but it just takes him a while to process it. And that's why you see him now, like, he gets stronger as the fight goes on longer.
Okay.
So he gets better as the fight goes on because he's processing it more. And now you also don't see him getting knocked out. If, like, he gets past the first 30 seconds, he's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just before he started so slow because he's in that processing mode. And he gets stuck. So he's got it figured out. Again, gets another finish. I think that's his fourth finish now at 170.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still talking about fighting Damian Maia. I don't know what I want to see for him next. Do you have an idea?
I like that fight. He was talking about fighting in 2 weeks or something crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if it was a Colorado card or... What not?
He had a meeting with Dana White, I think, this weekend, too. Now, they haven't really disclosed what was discussed. I think he was maybe a little bit unhappy with his contract, and there were some things that were he wanted to see done.
It was some of that union stuff. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, but I like that Damian Maia fight just for the... Dude, I think Cerrone gets stuck in the stand-up game so often. We don't see his ground game, but, dude, that guy's crafty on the ground. I'd like to see what happens. That would be interesting. Can Damian do what he does to everybody to Cerrone?
Yes.
Probably.
I don't see anybody stopping Maia on the ground. He is so devastating right now. And look at his striking defense. When you're talking his last four fights, I think only 13 significant strikes have hit him.
But Cerrone's so damn technical. I don't know, dude. Can Maia get him to the ground?
Yes.
I wonder if Maia can, you know, his game is to kind of push you into the cage and then do some kind of wacky-ass jiu-jitsu takedown, and then after that, you're, like, spending the entire round on the...
It's defense,
like,
man.
Stop it!
Yes.
Get off me! You know, but I don't know if he can do it to Cerrone. Anybody else? I mean, who else would you put him up against? I'm trying to think.
Well, I mean, Woodley's kind of, I mean, he's not going to get the title shot right now, but you have, what, Robbie Lawler. I wouldn't mind, you could do that. Mm. Which one? Nick or Nate? I mean,
I think
should rematch Nate.
Yeah, Nate at 170. Because remember that fight, remember that third round when Cerrone was like, comes out and he looks at Nate, looks across, he's like, motherfucker, you got me.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Nate had worn him into the ground, and it was just, there was nothing good going to happen in that third round. But I think he can win that fight. I think he can right
it's
now.
It's winnable, and Nate is super popular right now. Mm-hmm. Seems to make the most sense, even though I know Nate just got his boxing license or is applying for one in California and Nevada.
Maybe he's going to box McGregor.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe. But there's also rumors that these guys are doing it to try to get out of their UFC contracts, because if you're a boxer, then you're covered under the Muhammad Ali Act. So that's what the rumor is that they might be trying to do. But that's neither here nor there.
All right.
Or Matt Brown.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Move along. Tim Kenny versus Kelvin Gastelum.
Yes. Speaking of gas and having none.
I will just say that. So we're watching the first round. Kennedy looks all right in the first round, right? He's clinching up. And then he is throwing so many knee strikes to the asshole. Like, I'm joking around. Like, is this some sort of military training? Like, back in Iraq, I got this Iraqi in the clinch. I need him in the asshole 17 times. The guy shit out his intestine for 3 weeks straight.
There you go.
It's all about the knee strikes to the asshole.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with that.
I don't know either.
And then you also had that weird cut man, remember?
Yes.
Like our buddy Keith's going, okay, Kennedy's a little cut. Why are they not using the end swell? He's using some rag.
He's
probably dipped in salt. I said, it's probably provided by ISIS. They probably got him in the cut man. Yeah. And all this shit talk with the union and UFC, it probably didn't do him any favors with having a non-helpful cut man in his corner.
No.
Like, oh, no, everything's just going from bad to worse. And then after that, you know, what happened? Like, after the second round, Kelvin.
Kennedy just lost his own entire gas tank, and Kelvin fucking just, you know, finished him.
Lit him up with the boxing. It was amazing.
Crazy.
Like, the speed was there. There was a significant speed advantage for Gastelum, and you know, after the fight, he's saying, I want to go back to 170.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm sorry, but fuck you. 185 is your new home forever. 185 or up, because you've had multiple chances.
Right.
You know, Dana White, when he missed before, it was a big time. They moved him up to 185. I don't know if it was for one fight or two fights, and then they let him come back to 170.
Still miss weight.
Miss weight again. You can't keep, you're just done. Like, again, you're a 185-pound fighter. You didn't even have to cut weight. He looks great.
Yeah,
so
fight
out
at
185.
Muscle if he wants, you know? But what he's got that Fedor body, you know? It's
right.
Not quite firm, but
Cain Velasquez-esque in his approach.
Yeah, his
to
cardio
his body.
Was great. They kept mentioning it in the third round. He looked fresh, and Kennedy was just exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, if he can keep that going, that'd be great for him. Now, granted, at 185, you got some killers, so I don't know. You know, it might be a little tough going the top five. Kennedy wasn't exactly in the top five, I don't think.
No, and he was out for a while, too. So coming back, I mean, was originally supposed to be against Rashad Evans twice. And then Rashad, with whatever MRI, brain issues or something, can't fight. But it's a tough fight.
It is.
Last one. We'll talk about Emil Mech versus Jordan Mean. This is the Viking straight out of Norway. They wouldn't let him carry up an axe.
Nope.
To the Octagon or press conference. They made the man trim his epic beard. Is Canada gay? Are they afraid of manly men? Like, what is going on?
They like the gays. They are French, so I think all that hair is just a turn off.
It's too threatening?
It's too much, yeah.
The hairstyle is kind of like, whack.
You smoke, and you have, like, a feminine way about you, you're good in Canada and France. But, like, if you got, like, you bring in, like, the axes and the beards and, like, clubbing women and dragging them off, it's not good. They don't like that.
I like it. I think they should bring that back.
It's like, you pay
mine.
Okay.
Mine?
I'm sure there's women out there who enjoy this kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you could probably start a business around this concept.
Sure, done. Like Russian brides, but different. Clubbing brides. Take them home, pick them out, beat them up. What? You can't beat them up.
No, but I'm saying. No, I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Back in the fight. So there was, like, the first round was crazy. Like, these guys are just throwing bombs at each other. I don't know what's going on. At some point, the Viking it has mean hurt. And he throws some ninja Viking kick and completely misses it and destroys defense in the process.
Matrix. Yep.
And Mean, man, they said he hadn't had a fight in 600 plus days, came back out of retirement, looked like he hadn't had a fight in 600 plus days. The Viking railroaded. I don't, what was the score? You said it was
29-28 across the board.
Yeah.
So
it's good for his debut. And then after the fight, the Viking calls out Sage Northcutt, Mickey Gall, and CM Punk, if he's still alive.
See, there's a smart man. He's going after the hype.
The low-hanging fruit for
him.
Yeah,
let me get that hype money.
Yes. It's smart, right?
Not CM Punk. Dude, he will destroy CM Punk.
Exactly.
Not a good
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Good for him, but CM Punk doesn't want any part of
that. Well, anybody, I think, destroys CM Punk.
Maybe.
We'll talk about him a little bit.
You keep saying that.
What do you have going on here? I got a lot of news. Is there anything else we want to talk about? UFC 206? Oh, who the fuck was that? Lando Van Venata wheel kicking McDessie into the fucking Shadow Realm.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Fuck me. Mm-hmm. He set that thing up so beautiful, I didn't even see it coming, and whack.
Yep.
Good night. Terry out of mask. That's all I have.
That's it. I guess we get into the news. Sure. Brought to you by Gears of War 4.
The best looking game on fucking Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. That's how we sell our games now.
Buy that shit. News. Hey.
What?
I'll segue into the news from this because Rousey had our badass commercial I haven't seen during the UFC 206. And I must say, I have done a little research and she's got a Pantene commercial. She's been doing the circuit. She is looking swole. Like, in shape, ready for fighting.
Training camp Ronda, hot as fuck?
It appears to be that way.
She just needs to stay there all the time.
She's not going
to.
No.
That's a blow up.
Dude,
you've seen the bomb explode.
Oh, the baby comes, it's going to be crazy. So
you're talking. She's pushing 200.
250, man. I'm thinking.
Can we go three?
Is she going to go three? North of 200.
Over, under.
So. I mean, you look at her, and I think that she's so built.
You know she'll never come on the show now.
She was never going to come on the show anyway.
She was never your friend?
Yes, right. She wasn't my friend anyway.
I know.
No, she has that frame. Like, some females, I think, they carry weight well. And for her, she just has a bigger frame. She's a big girl. Like, you don't realize, you know, if you met her in real life, and I never have, because now she'll probably kill me. But, I mean, she seems like she carries weight because she's just a bigger girl. So when she cuts down, she has that muscular look. I mean, it's pretty attractive. I'd say she looks in fighting shape, so props to her. You know, I don't know why she's still with Edmund, but was it next week we'll preview that thing?
Yeah, maybe? A couple weeks. I mean, the fight's on the 30th, which is a Friday night for everyone who's keeping track at home. Because I don't want to do it on New Year's Eve, which makes sense.
New Year's Eve Eve.
And did you see Ronda Rousey's t-shirt? She's got this t-shirt. It says, "Fear the Return." So nice. What? I don't understand that. Does that mean she's afraid of the return, or her opponent should be afraid?
We should all be afraid.
The fans should be afraid. This is her last fight. I'm a little confused by that messaging.
I don't know. Somebody should be scared. It ain't me.
Oh, I'm scared.
While you're looking, let me give you another one.
Go ahead.
I'll be done. Jones suspended for 1 year by the NAC. Which basically falls in line with what USADA had set forth, retroactive to July 6, 2016. So, you know, 6 months from now, 7 months from now, he'll be back into the fighting game. I don't know. He's just had a grappling match, right?
Yeah, just submitted Dan Henderson, which isn't shocking when you outweigh the guy by 30-plus pounds and you're fucking probably 15, 20 years younger than the man.
Right.
Old enough to be your father. Show some respect for your elders, my friend. I feel that was disrespectful to submit him.
Yeah.
In such a, whatever, arm triangle-ish fashion.
Hey.
And then call Chael Sonnen. Another of your elders.
That's right. But they can juice all they want in these competitions. Dan's retired, Chael's retired.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dad's go time.
And Chael's in Bellator, so, you know, just that's the time some shit.
Ah.
It'll all work out.
Mm-hmm. What do you got for news?
Well, Dana White was on UFC Unfiltered, and he had a few choice things to say. So first, he's talking about Bjorn Rebney, and here's what he said. It's like, what a fucking piece of shit this guy is. You want to claim that you paid 53% of your revenue to fighters back in the day? Well, I paid out over 200% of revenue back in the day because he was getting a little irritated about the union. And you know, they've had a lot of back and forth when he was the Bellator CEO. And then it seems like maybe Bjorn isn't the best guy to be heading this union because he's taking a very antagonistic approach and throwing all these hateful tweets out. And I don't think that's the best way to approach it.
No.
And then he also, Dana, went off on Donald Cerrone.
Uh-oh.
And he said he had some legal problems from a fight, like a street fight that happened. And Dana, out of his own pocket, paid over $100,000 to help defend and get Cowboy off, and said he was pissed that Cerrone didn't call him first. And is that even acceptable behavior in your mind? That so you have Donald Cerrone goes out and says he's got some issues with being a fighter, wants, you know, healthcare, pension, all this, wants to be part of this union. And then now, after Dana said that, he's completely backtracked everything and said, I didn't know I was part of a board. I got to talk to Dana, and I don't like anything that's going on with that. So is it okay for Dana to be bullying people here? That's what it seems like.
No, the way that's explained, and I did not listen to this thing, but until you just mentioned it, it almost sounds like Dana was buying Cerrone's loyalty in this process. And he's just reminding him that, hey, you're supposed to be loyal to... And I don't think it makes sense from a promotion standpoint. It just... I think they should be separate because it's his career and he's his boss. So, like, it's a real big gray area of, like, what's okay, what's not okay. Now, was that $100,000 given to him as a personal friend? Or was it part of the business dealings? And I don't think you can really separate the two. So Dana shouldn't do that. And or if he does, he should shut the fuck up about it and not bring it up in this context because it's not fair to Cerrone. So
right. Well, he looks out for him kind of, but when you talk about a union, then Dana's got that fuck you attitude,
right,
which is, it doesn't make sense. Dana's already gotten paid. He's got his $400 million or whatever it is. At what point can he look out for the fighter, you know? The fighters need to have a voice, and we're just going to grind them down until they're nothing?
Yes.
I mean, all these other things are coming at you. You have the lawsuits, multiple unions. At some point, you're going to have to get on board with this because it's going to be forced on you. You're not going to have a way
like
out.
Like BBC.
Right. You got to work with these people at some point. So, got all that going on. And this last thing, which I thought was really interesting, were Dana White's comments on Chris Cyborg saying that she's turned down two title fights.
Really?
And she said she couldn't make the weight. It was Holly Holm and I forgot the other person's name, Jermaine. Cyborg replied, said she, like that last weight cut really messed her up. Remember that was when George Lockhart, who her nutritionist, put her on the birth control. She had a terrible time trying to make the 140. Said her body's basically still jacked up from the process, so she needs to like wait until March before she can attempt another weight cut. Because even the cut to 145 when she's 170, you know, it's a struggle. And now it seems like they're doing a 145-pound division with or without Cyborg, which seems kind of retarded.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you might as well just wait for her to, you know, March or whatever. But, again, goes back to the Dana White saying one thing and then now, oh, we're gonna do division, right? We're never gonna do 145. Oh, we're gonna do it.
Everything he says is backwards, opposites.
Right. So this is weird. Again, you're getting Dana being very raw again now. This is, I don't know, he's got fuck you money, so it just sounds like I'm just gonna say whatever I feel like.
Yes.
Who's gonna stop him?
Well, nobody.
Right.
He's making lots of money, and plus he's still getting paid a salary, so on top of all that.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor. So he's going to take 10 months off now.
Yeah.
And he's suing, or he's challenging the NSAC in court for that $150,000 fine and public service announcement that they wanted him to do. What do you think is going to come out of this? Because remember, Wanderlei Silva did the same thing where he challenged the NSAC in court and they had to throw it back. They had to re-rule on it. Do you think Conor gets any leniency second time around?
I think he gets it reduced to about a quarter of that. and it all goes away. That's what I think. Because they're going to tuck tail and be like, wait, you know, here's our biggest money draw fighter, basically, causing this problem. And
yeah.
You know, what happens if he bans our state? Are you getting ready to leave?
No. Okay. Readjust.
Like, I gotta go. So I think quietly it'll just get handled under the radar. You'll see some blip or blurb about like, oh, settled for this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all said and done. So
Pat Lonvall resurface. She got fired pretty quick.
She did.
That's near there. Here nor there. Nick Diaz cleared the fight.
Yeah.
He's got everything squared away with the NSAC. Tyrone Woodley's calling him out. Who should Nick Diaz fight next?
Himself. No. I like Tyrone Woodley. You know what? You know why I like Tyrone Woodley? Because I don't think Woodley can pull his bullshit against Diaz. And I want to see him have some challenge in the cage.
Some cardio guy.
Yeah.
Fucking work you because you can't finish him.
Exactly.
I ain't going to finish Nick.
No. So I like that matchup. And I think it's a safe fight for Nick to come back. And it's a terrible fight for Woodley, who's not my favorite guy.
He's going to lose so many more fans in the process.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if you could pick a worse guy to go against. And I don't even know who you could pick to get fans from. But to fight a Nick Diaz, I don't know what kind of shit talk you can say against the guy. But anything you say, you're going to lose. Anything you're going to say, you're going to lose. The fans love him. He's beloved by everybody. And just for being himself and hating everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you've swayed me over because I was going to say I'd be okay for a Robbie Lawler match. I'd be okay for a Michael Bisping match. I think I like the Tyron Woodley fight. I don't know if a title fight is his best option to come back in, but I like the option that he's going to push Woodley and make him super uncomfortable.
I like it too.
So we'll see what happens with that. There's rumors saying CM Punk's going to return to fight in the UFC. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes.
The challenge is, who does he fight? And I don't even know. You know, I say that.
I don't know. It's going to be somebody we don't know.
I think he made $500,000 the last time he fought.
Probably. A lot of money.
He did show up in that Embedded show. He was training. He looked homeless.
Homeless? With the beard and all that?
Yeah, and the cap and sweatpants. I think he just lives at Rufus Sport.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's real serious.
Maybe
about
that's
this.
The problem with Anthony Pettis. Maybe all the time that's been dedicated to try to help CM Punk get up to speed, it's actually taken Pettis down 10 notches. Because you go to the level of your training partners. And if CM Punk is a training partner of Anthony Pettis, I blame CM Punk. CM Punk is the demise of Anthony Pettis. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Moving right along. I don't know what I'll say. I got some other news, but kind of skip around here. Did someone posted on Reddit the heavyweight rankings from 3 years ago to today?
Yeah.
And you can kind of take a look at this picture. Not much has changed really in that time. It's kind of retarded that.
Oh, well, Silver. Yeah, they're pretty.
Really, wow. Who's the addition? Miocic?
Yeah, Stipe. And Stipe Miocic.
Ben Rothwell.
Ben Rothwell's up there, yeah.
When are we going to get an influx of some heavyweights? What is the deal? Like, we have no...
There's all that rumor of the wrestler guys or football guys. There's people, you know, Olympic wrestlers, WWE wrestlers, and this and that. I just don't... You know, for guys that are big and athletic and strong, I think we've said it many times on here, there's better options for more money. So,
yeah, $500,000 minimum salary every other sporting league. Why would you come to MMA?
You won't. You just won't.
Doesn't make sense.
Nope.
All right, let's get out of news. Let's do some Ask the Nuts.
Sounds good. Brought to you by Gears of War 4.
That's right. All right, Mike Smith Rivera asks, do you think Paige VanZant versus Michelle Waterson is the sexiest fight of all time? If not, besides Cyborg versus Carano, what is?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
You fucking right. That Cyborg-Carano fight beats anything. Hands down, pants down, I'm in. You can't beat that. You can't even deny that.
Didn't Misha Tate fight Kat Zingano?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's my vote.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Kat's hot as fuck, too.
Hells yeah.
She's super milfy.
Both of them are.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
I don't know. There's something, like, Misha just... Something makes her unattractive to me, and I don't know what it is.
Is it the nose?
Could be. Could be the nose. Okay. I don't know what it is, because it's not her attitude. I used to think, oh, she's got a shitty attitude, but she's got a really good attitude when you hear her talk on some podcasts and stuff. So I don't know what it is. Like, she's got a great body. There's just... Something in there.
There's no spark. Taint. Man's not feeling the spark.
Not feeling the spark. Our buddy Pete is so into her.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh, my God. That's my baby mama or whatever he's talking about her. You can have her. Let me get a test you on that one. Mm-hmm. Brandon Mason. Do you think Pettis should switch camps or retire?
Switch camps.
Agree. I don't think he should retire. I think he still has potential. It's just... I think he needs a new environment. I really think that the home life is affecting everything. Mm-hmm. You can't, if you can't feel safe in your home, that's what I was saying last week. If you can't feel safe in your home, where are you supposed to feel safe?
In the streets, Matt. In the streets.
Well, you can imagine that. Like, oh, how does my wife and kids feel that my shit's getting blown up and broken into? I'm like, we're fucking moving. We are fucking moving. We're not staying here riding a storm out. No fucking way. We're out. We're in a new city. Or it's safer. Damon Stacey asks a bunch of questions. We're just going to go through them rapid fire. Would you watch Paige Van Zandt versus Michelle Waterson lesbian porn?
Really? That's not even a question. It's a rhetorical question.
No, not at all. I'm so gay. I can't watch women go at it. No. John Jones mentioned in the Joe Rogan podcast that he does not smoke marijuana anymore.
Liar.
And he feels much more focused and better as a human being.
Do you think
John Jones insidiously takes a few rips from time to time to acknowledge marijuana is his best friend forever.
Daily.
I know he does. Can't escape the grips. The grips. The grasp. The claws. The clamps. The grips.
There he goes. You're coming around.
It all works out. You keep thinking, walk with me. I'm like the Mike Goldberg of MMA podcasts. All right? The more retarded I get, the better the show is.
Okay.
Make up my own words. I agree. Many people tend to put down Anthony Pettis when he loses, but he's been fighting nothing but top tier guys. Do you feel fans are not giving Anthony Pettis credit?
No.
No, I think he's just doing it to himself. Do you find it hypocritical that Yoel Romero advocates to believe in God, but he cheats his way to win all the time?
No. We're all flawed.
He's a cheater.
Yeah. It's okay. God loves everyone. You can be a cheater too. It's all good.
Conor McGregor never defended the 145-pound title. Will he defend the 155 belt, or will he scout for only big money fights? And he says, I see a trend going on.
I don't think he gives a shit about the belts, other than he got two of them now. And after that, doesn't care. He just wants the monies.
No, that was his goal when he came in. He's like, I want two belts. And I think he wanted a threesome with him, Misha Tate, and Ronda Rousey.
He might still get
that. That one gets swept under a rug.
It probably happened already.
Might have. Who knows? Let's see. Do you believe the irresponsible Kelvin Gastelum when he said he can make 170 weight cut?
No.
Not at all. How does Doohoo Choi versus the Korean Zombie sound to you guys?
We were just talking about that. It sounds crazy.
Will Ronda Rousey retire if she loses on December 30th?
I feel like
how
we just
should
had
we
this
take
question.
Another loss mentally?
Didn't we just have this question?
Kind of, but...
2 weeks ago?
Maybe. I'm kind of having conflicting thoughts on Ronda Rousey here.
It's those commercials.
Well, I'm getting sold on it. I kind of think she's got a chance.
Yeah, I do too.
And she's just crazy enough to win. The problem is all the other women that have won the title in that weight division, they've lost their title fight and then they lost the fight after it. So Holly Holm won the title, lost it to Misha Tate, lost her next fight after that. Misha Tate wins the title, loses her next fight after, and actually retires. Mm-hmm. So I, from that trend, I'm worried. And from the mental standpoint, and not switching training camps, I'm worried. But she's so crazy that I could see her really dedicating herself again. And I think even having a shitty trainer that she can overcome it, because she's overcome it in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, look at all the other fights. She had a shitty trainer, but she was so good that she was able to beat everybody still. So she might surprise the world.
I think she will.
Damon Sassy asks, where is Josie Waldo? And you know what? As going back through some shit, I found him, Ingo. I found him. Coming right along.
Yeah, there he is. I remember this when he did this for the original.
He's stuck back in 2011 getting ready to face Chad Mendes for the first time. That was fucking 2011.
That is some serious Photoshop action. I like that.
That was a long time ago. I remembered I did that. I was like, holy shit, I gotta save that. That's what I was saving for you.
I like it.
It's all good.
You should send that to him. I bet you he'll retweet it.
I'll probably tweet it out this week or something. Mm-hmm. Nate Diaz is planning to get a boxing license. Would it be a dick move if Floyd Mayweather fought Diaz instead of Conor McGregor?
No. Why?
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good for that. Let's see. Why do people say Demetrius Johnson is the best pound-for-pound fighter when it's clearly Dominic Cruz? Cruz clearly beat Johnson. Do you find this bullshit to hype up the non-interesting flyweight division?
I disagree that it's Dominic Cruz, but...
Well, I don't think it's either of those guys. Yeah. I think it's John Jones, right? Are you on page with pound-for-pound John Jones, or are you not subscribing?
No, I'm going to go ahead and say Conor McGregor!
Pound-for-pound?
Absolutely.
I probably would too. I'm not going to hate on that.
He would fuck John Jones up.
Yeah.
All day.
Pound for pound is so stupid. I hate that list.
It's hard to pick that. Yeah, I don't know. Jones, I guess, is probably up there. Who else can you think of?
Ronda Rousey. Chris Cyborg, actually. But do you do a male and female? Hard to say. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. He just says... Hello, guys. I have no question for you guys today. All I want to say is that I'm still in the process of grieving for losing my dad, but soon I'll be back to posting a nice question for you guys. Meanwhile, stay safe. Take care, guys. Be good fathers for your kids.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I'm sorry you're going through that shit. That's definitely not easy. We missed the rape train and the pound sign.
Pound sign!
Rape train?
Matt Rape Train. Pound sign! Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Yes. We love you. Stay strong.
That's right.
Things will get better. Time heals all wounds, right?
That's right. All gashes get healed.
Yes.
Don't go like that.
I had something to say. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Come on. Don't do it.
I'm holding back.
All right. Moving right along. Found Waldo again.
Yeah. Waldo. A lot of Waldo in this
knowledge.
Slide.
Did you see this fighter? He gets KO'd with an illegal soccer kick, and then he attacks the ref at Trench Wars 20.
No.
See if we can.
Great.
But anyway, so the guy gets knocked out with the illegal head kick as he goes down, gets up and just starts fucking firing at the ref. The ref is slipping, dodging, and then finally he clinches up with the ref and talks him down. Ingo,
the ref does.
Yeah,
nice.
They handle it like a boss, because I don't know if I'm that ref. I might push kick that guy. Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, verdoom him to
Good
Coach
him.
Edmund. So there's a lot of restraint.
Obviously a seasoned referee.
Yeah.
People do weird shit when they get knocked out.
I miss Brendan Schaub's zombie guard. Where is... Yeah. He should... You know, if he ran a seminar to teach the zombie guard, I'd probably not take it. But.
No, me either.
I feel like we need red lazy boys.
We might. Or blue ones. Pink.
Anyway. Mm. Anything else?
I got nothing, man. All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.